Students around the world wanting help with the TOEFL English test have a new tool, a mobile app. The TOEFL official app became available last week. Users can download it from the Apple App Store or Google Play. TOEFL stands for Test of English as a Foreign Language. Students must pass the test to get into many universities in the United States and other English-speaking countries. It is made up of four parts: reading, listening, writing, and speaking. Test takers will be able to use it for everything from registration and test preparation to receiving their scores and requesting health-related accommodations. What we wanted to do through the app is to meet them where they are on their own terms and schedule and on the devices they increasingly prefer to use, said Srikant Gopal. He leads the TOEFL program at the Nonprofit Educational Testing Service, or ETS, and recently spoke with VOA about the new app. After downloading the app, users can get material to help prepare them for the test. They can also register to take the test. And, the organization says, users can see their test scores and send reports to schools they wish to attend. Students also can search for the test centers near where they are, as well as find open seats for the test. This works through Google Maps. The app will be available everywhere in the world, except China. Gopal said that TOEFL has a very different registration system and a very different kind of arrangement with the Chinese authorities. Companies in China must go through the Chinese National Education Examinations Authority. TOEFL has not decided yet whether it will work on such an app for China. The TOEFL program has also introduced several test-based changes in recent months. It has been cut from 3.5 hours long to 3 hours long. The new, shorter test started in August. TOEFL has reduced the number of questions in 3 of 4 parts of the test. The same language skills will be tested, and scoring stays the same as well. The test preparation materials will be changed over the next several months, but all the existing official materials can still be used because the test content has not changed. The reading section now includes 3 to 4 passages with 10 questions each. The section takes 54 to 72 minutes. The listening section now has 3 to 4 lectures with 6 questions each, as well as 2 to 3 conversations with 5 questions each. The section takes 41 to 57 minutes. The speaking section now has 4 questions instead of 6. The section takes a total of 17 minutes. The writing section remains unchanged. It has 2 essay questions, which take a total of 50 minutes. Also, the 10-minute break between the listening and speaking parts of the test remains the same. Test takers will now be able to get their scores more quickly. Students taking the test after October 26 can get their scores online in 6 days instead of 10. The official score report will now also be sent to colleges and universities as early as 9 days after the test date. Another recent change is the so-called My Best Scores. The company permits test takers to use the highest scores they have achieved on each part of the test. The scores must be from tests taken within the last 2 years. Students can use the app to send these My Best reports to universities. The My Best score shows not just the student's performance in one single test, but their potential over time, Gopal said. He said, My Best scores are popular with test takers and schools alike. Universities like the My Best because it can increase the number of qualified applicants. More than 10,000 institutions accept TOEFL test scores from foreign students. TOEFL is offered in over 150 countries around the world. It is mostly internet-based. In places where internet connections are not strong, students take a paper version of the test. I'm Jonathan Evans.